up for Shenanigans that are fantastic. Thank you. Woo, best day ever. That was awesome. If you are a veteran, could you please stand? We would love to honor you today. So our veterans, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Well, we have beautiful days like this where we know that our freedom is because of those that have definitely made sure that our country is free. It's just such an honor. So thank you so much for your service. Awesome. A lot of things, I feel like a lot of stuff has happened this week. I want to tell you about something that was pretty amazing. I don't like to just put this out there, but I am really not an animal person at all. So Nikki, one of the young ladies who rents upstairs, she had texted me that I hear a bird. It's like trapped in one of the rooms upstairs. So I went in the room that it was next door to her room, and I could hear that there's a little bird up inside the ceiling. So I moved the little shingle thing or rafters, whatever it is. I moved that, and I could hear it, but I can't see it. Well, John Van Dorn happens to be coming in so we can have a little conversation, and he's, oh, let me go look. And so he climbs up the ladder and takes his cell phone and shines a light, and he's like, I see it. It's about 12 inches away. And he puts his hand up in there. He's like, come here, birdie. Come here, birdie. He's like, it's about 4 inches away now. The bird actually crawled into his hand. Isn't that so sweet? So then he brings it down, and I'm like, ah! And the bird goes scurrying, so he has to rescue it again. But then he sent me this fantastic video that I'm sure Ann or John and Ann, raise your hands. I'm sure that they will show you afterwards of him feeding the bird. So the rescue mission has continued, so it's pretty awesome. But it was amazing to me when you come from that loving, gentle energy, how something just moves in, and it's just creating that space of love and being in that space. So that's why we're all here, to remind ourselves to be in that space of love and to be open to the goodness. I loved the meditation that Cindy did this morning, because it's like, what can I be open to in freedom? And what do I need to put down to be in that freedom? So I was contemplating things that were going on, and just when you think the universe isn't listening, hello. The universe hears me loud and clear. And it's always interesting, because we can connect the dots going backwards, but really connecting the dots going forward is really what this teaching is all about, because we want to plant our seeds so that we can grow the wonderful life that we're wanting. And have any of you ever had a thought that was just kind of random thoughts, and then it just goes away, and you just release it really easy, and then it comes back to see you? So I was having a thought. I was looking at the car that I have, and I was thinking, you know, that doesn't really fit me. I really like something a little smaller. It's a little too big for me. So I was thinking that, I was having that thought. And I was meeting my friend Linda Lundry she's from San Jose, but I was meeting her up in Universal City so that we could go to Universal Studios. And I was thinking, oh, it's too bad that I have to drive all the way up there, and then we have to drive back in separate cars. So the universe is hearing, different car, want to drive back together. So on my way to meet Linda Lundry, there was a 5-car pileup. Woo, best day ever. It's like the car in front of me stopped completely. Things were slowing down, and I barely bumped them, and I thought, it's okay, until bam, 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 the 4 cars behind me hit me. And I sit there on the interstate thinking, what was I thinking? So then I took it back to my thoughts backwards, and it's like, okay, well, the car is totaled, so I will be getting a new car, so yay. And everybody walked away from it, and it's where the synchronicity of life meets our thoughts. So being very mindful of every thoughts, because sometimes we just have these little random thoughts that we let go of very easily. And our 5 steps in our positive prayer, which we call spiritual mind treatment, is recognizing that God is everywhere. We know that we're one with spirit, because it's everything, it's everywhere. All things are possible, and then we give thanks, and then we release. And usually the release step is the toughest one, because we always want to figure it out. We want to figure out how to make it happen. And many times we will have a smaller thought about things than what we could really have, because we have the freedom to really have anything in our worlds. as long as we have the same mental equivalent. That means our mind needs to wrap around it. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, said, really getting into that space of faith and knowing and sitting with that quiet expectancy that everything that we are thinking and planting in mind is unfolding, and be relentless in that, that it's already here, it's already done. So today's topic, actually this whole month, is all about healing. And today's topic today is a healing revelation. A revelation in healing. So Ernest Holmes says this in the book, Can We Talk to God? And yes, of course we can. So can we talk to God? Spiritual healing through spiritual mind treatment should and can be effective in every area of living. In its use, we do not need to disallow any other form of healing, particularly in connection with physical health. We should leave ourselves open to accept any form of healing, whether it be medicine, surgery, psychiatry, diet, or exercise, if we desire it. However, properly understood, all are one. All stemming from spirit, from God. Every new discovery in medicine is just as much a revelation of God for that purpose as a new invention, a new interpretation of life, or answer to a prayer. So healing is happening, and it's just wrapping our mind around it. And sometimes in the face of everything, it's like, nothing's happening here. It's like planting, and so many people are having these wonderful gardens right now, but it's like planting a tomato seed and then going in the house and getting everything ready for the BLT and coming out and saying, where's my tomatoes? I'm ready for my BLT. Everything takes time, and we sit with that quiet expectancy, knowing that something is happening with the seed, and our seed thoughts that we're putting in mind, instead of kicking them out and saying, oh, it didn't work. Didn't work. Yeah. Waited 2 hours, and it didn't grow. Didn't happen. We forget that things take time. Just like a baby being born, there's that whole gestational period, that whole time of growth. It's the same thing with our seeds, our thought seeds, as well as in the garden. So something is happening inside of the seed, and then all of a sudden it starts sprouting and growing, and it's the same thing with all of our thoughts. So getting very clear about what it is that we are choosing and being mindful of our thoughts. Even those little random ones, because the nature of our mind is to think, and we're thinking all the time. And what I found is that we can be multitasking. We can be doing something and we're still having a thought. Regardless of what's going on out here, our mind is still thinking about things. So we want to be mindful that our mind doesn't just go off on things. And that's making sure that we're adding highest and best is unfolding always. I'm wrapped in love and light and everything's unfolding for the highest and best. They did a study looking at the brain patterns of weightlifters, and there's that whole thing where we do creative visualization. How many people have done creative visualization? So they started studying creative visualization. Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, many of the great athletes of the years would sit and think and visualize themselves, like Tiger Woods making the best hit with his ball and seeing himself in his mind's eye doing it. In fact, there was such a whole big thing. It was called sports visualization there for a while, where people were really, and I know it's still happening, but they hooked up a machine to weightlifters, and they were able to, it's like, okay, I'm doing the weights, and this person over here is just visualizing doing the weights. The person that was visualizing could do almost as much weight as the ones that were actually practicing it. I'm thinking, this is how I'm doing my exercise from now on, right? So it's like really getting clear about that. I remember Wayne Dyer talking about tennis, and he was getting ready. He hadn't played tennis for about 25 years, and he was getting ready to go play tennis with his daughter, and he had been a great tennis player, and so he went into that space of visualization, visualizing himself hitting the ball and making it and doing really great hits and being as good as he always was. And he got in and started playing the game, and it was just like he had never been away from it before. So really visualizing our bodies, our lives, exactly as we choose, and then making everything welcome. and being open to what Spirit says, what Spirit is guiding and directing us to do. Ernest Holmes says this in Can We Talk to God? By spiritual power, I mean a dynamic something which is intelligent, conscious of what it is doing and able to do without any external aid. We think of physical energy in terms of horsepower or ability to lift a weight a certain number of feet from the earth. Let us think of spiritual power not as a contradicting physical power, but as being more subtle. There must be a spiritual power which does not contradict the physical, but is the parent of it. Being the greater, it must include the lesser. So making sure that we are loving ourselves always to the next level, that we're visualizing our life. I say visualize, verbalize, and feelingly believe it. Get into that space that this is true for me. This is real. And then listening to Spirit guide and direct us for each and every step of the way and getting out of our own way. I was watching this week one of my favorite movies. Anybody do that? Watch over and over and over one of your favorite movies. So Defending Your Life is one of my favorite movies. Have any of you seen it? It's such a great movie. It actually came out in the late 80s or early 90s, and Albert Brooks wrote it, directed it, and acted in it, and Meryl Streep is in it. And right away at the beginning of the movie, he's in a car crash and he passes away, and he has to go to Judgment City. I love this concept because it was, he had to defend his life. Did he pass and work on his fears? Was he able to overcome his fears? And so he's at Judgment City looking at how has he overcome the fears that kept keeping him in the same space lifetime over lifetime. And we all have different concepts of what happens after we pass. That is the one common denominator that everyone on earth has, is that nobody can say without a shadow of a doubt where we go and really where we come from. We have a great philosophy. Life is eternal. And this, I feel I know without a shadow of a doubt. There are so many studies. We know that life is eternal. That is what Ernest Holmes teaches. That is what the great philosophers. And there's so much scientific proof that life is eternal. Well, in the movie, Albert Brooks really has to take a look at his life that he left and where he didn't focus on loving himself. One of the favorite lines that I have is the person that's playing like his lawyer says, there was one person on earth that you were really not generous with. I wish you'd have been more generous with him. It was himself. It was. He's like you. Because he's like, who? He's like you. Being generous with ourselves. And being generous with ourselves means being free to allow ourselves to do what we choose. Because many times we get into that space of, I got to do this for this person and this for this and this for this and this for this. And then there's no time for ourselves. So making sure that we are really mapping out and blueprinting our life, what would I love? And of course I want to be loving and giving to others, and I want to stay in that balance, because if I keep overextending, then I fall, and then I'm mad, and then I'm resentful, and then, you know, then you go home and you kick the dog, and I don't have one, so it's okay. Not that we would ever do that. However, staying in that space of love and balance with ourselves, and making sure that if we're honoring ourselves by honoring others, and we're honoring others by honoring ourselves. So it's kind of such a catch-22. As Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. Because if you're true to you, then you're true to everyone. So we want to make sure that we're being true to ourselves. And I would highly encourage this week, everybody take a little time to do some visualization. Taking time to go within. From Tiger Woods to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali always took it to the next level, because he would visualize himself winning everything, and he would always say, I'm the greatest. How many of you do that every day? Oh. Yeah. Of course, if I did that, Scott starts off with music in the morning, and his favorite song is I'm So Vain. He's like, here's our song. And it's really not about that. It's really about self-love, because there's such a difference between self-love and honoring ourselves and ego. Ego says, I win, everybody else loses. Where self-love says, it's a win-win. I love, you love, I honor myself, and because we're all connected, if I honor myself, then I'm honoring you. And even if somebody in the face of us seems disappointed that we're saying no, I'm knowing that the highest and best is always unfolding. Because there's that inner knower inside of us that's leading and directing. And if we can put everything else down, it's easy to follow that. Being free from the past voices, being free from the inner committee. That inner committee, you know, that kicks in, that's not just you, it's your mother, your father, your sister, your second grade teacher, all of them saying different things. And so it's like, oh, what do I do? The biggest thing is being free from those voices, free from anything else, and just honoring ourselves. It's like, okay, what inside of me wants to move forward? Ernest Holmes goes on to say about healing, there no greater good can come to you than to know that the power already within you is the power to live, the power to create, not only to create for yourself, but to create for others. The power to do good, the power to heal, and the power to prosper. This is from Your Invisible Power, which is interesting because we're studying from Genevieve Berand, Your Invisible Power, which is a free PDF that you can download. She wrote Your Invisible Power. Ernest Holmes also wrote Your Invisible Power, all about the same time. Genevieve was Thomas Troward's only student, and he was such a great philosopher. And she's able to take it and put it down into a nutshell, kind of like Ernest Holmes does on most things. Take a little Troward, take a little Emerson, and simplify it, right? Where we know that our thoughts are things, that we know that we're all connected. And so there's a lot of things going on out in the world, and it's almost like if we were quieting everything, we could feel the little ripples of everything going on in the universe because we're connected. And so the greatest thing that we can do is be in that space of love and give love back out to the universe. I know last week I talked about the Care Bear stare, where love is shooting from your heart. Anybody do that this week? Send out a little Care Bear love. Let the love shoot out from your heart and release anything that doesn't serve you. Also, this is such a great time to release things in your closet, in your life, that do not serve you, because it's energy that's just taking up space. So making things clear, I would say make room for something new. Get rid of the old. Make room for something new. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in the Science of Mind textbook that whatever exists at all must be the result of a definite image of what thought held in the mind of God or the Absolute, who is the cause of all. Whether we think of each of us as a projection of God, an emanation of God, a manifestation or reflection of God, we must realize that God, or the first cause, energy, holds each of us in its consciousness as perfect being. Since the perfect mind could not conceive of a perfect idea. If, on the other hand, we think of each of us as a part of God, which some schools of thought have taught that they're separate, then we wouldn't realize the power that's within us. There is such an amazing power within each one of us. All we need to do is tap into it and be relentless about our knowingness. Even in the face of everything saying no, we stay in the truth of this seed is planted and it's growing, and then I'm going to act as if it's already unfolding. I'm knowing a lot of goodness is unfolding. So let's this week take some time to do some visualization. Albert Einstein once said that if you can take 10 minutes every day and visualize exactly what it is that you're wanting, you can step right into the picture. So like my beautiful vortex, take that picture of everything that you're choosing with your health, with your body, with your life, with your creative expression, with your time, money, freedom. Put it in that vortex and just step into there and visualize. Try it on. Feel it. How does it look? How does it smell? How does it feel? And then do the Care Bear stare and shoot some love out to it, knowing that it is coming to you in the easiest, simplest, gentlest way that it can, that we just put down anything that doesn't serve us. Like the song that we sing in the morning, Rise Up, O My Soul, free my mind from yesterday. That's one of my favorite lines, is free my mind from yesterday. Let me not carry that with me. Let me free it. And let me take time this week to visualize my life exactly as I choose, knowing that miracles are happening, that power that keeps the oceans flowing is flowing through each one of us. So think of your beautiful vortex as we step into it, as we go inside our heart of hearts, and for just a moment, closing our eyes to any appearances. As we free our mind from yesterday, be my heart. Fill my heart with the courage to play. Open my mind. Allow me to be renewed by the renewing of my mind right here, right now, as I put aside anything that doesn't serve me, as we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it is flowing through each and every cell in our bodies, that we just allow in our bodies there to be a new awakening, a new joy, a new flexibility, a new strength, knowing that every cell is working in perfect harmony, knowing it's the harmony of the universe. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here, that we let freedom ring, that we are free to create and to allow ourselves the best life ever, that we step into the vortex, that we visualize, verbalize, and feelingly believe that right here, right now, everything is perfect. There is beautiful prosperity. There's a beautiful healing and awakening and a revealing of the perfection of the I am that we are beautifully and eloquently. That there is a strength, there is courage. As we face our fears, we step out of our comfort zone and we allow spirit to guide and direct with ease, with grace, with love, with joy. That we just take all of that in. Knowing that we are safe, we are free, we are whole, we are perfect. Knowing that something wonderful is unfolding. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing, for this life, for this freedom, for this love, for this prosperous, opulent, creative life, I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing that all is unfolding as we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. Amen.